Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Penelope Silvers, and welcome to Penelope's Book Chat and Talk to the Author Live. I am very excited today to introduce my guest. She is a very brave woman, and her body betrayed her with the dreaded hepatitis C, an incurable disease. But instead of despairing, she took her health into her own hands. And she's writing a book about her experiences and exactly what she did to cure this life-threatening illness. I will be talking with Marissa Tavia. And right now I'm waiting for her to call in. Welcome, Marissa.
Well, hi, Penelope.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing really
good.
Yes, been looking forward to this interview with you.
So have I, and I'm really excited to talk with you, and I think our listeners want to know right off the bat, who is Marissa Tavia? That's an unusual name.
Well, yes, I'm really a nobody, I'm just a regular person. I've been a patient of many doctors. That's who I am. what happened was, you know, years ago I suffered from a pretty traumatic accident, and so I got involved with a lot of doctors at that time. I had a lot of conditions I was being treated for. So, of course, through all of that, what ended up happening was I got the diagnosis of hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm gearing my book towards, because, you know, it was really, really kind of a shock to be diagnosed like that. So,
What exactly is hepatitis C? Because there might be some people out there that don't know what that is.
Well, it's an infectious disease. It's basically caused by, it infects the liver. So it basically replicates. It can cause fibrosis, which is liver scarring. It can cause cirrhosis, which is serious liver scarring, and liver cancer, failure, or ultimately death.
Wow,
so
that
anyway,
sounds like a very serious
diagnosis. Yes, it seemed to be. Like I said, I was a patient of many doctors because of some conditions I had had from a traumatic accident. And I was experiencing a lot of symptoms, a lot of swelling in the ankles and feet, a lot of severe fatigue. In fact, my diagnosis just kept on and on, joint aches, fibromyalgia, that kind of thing.
Gosh.
And so basically I had an arthritis doctor that was going to treat me with steroidal anti-inflammatories. And they have to screen for that condition, the hepatitis, because the steroidal anti-inflammatories can make that condition worse. And so that's ultimately how I found out that I was diagnosed hepatitis C, was because they screened me for that, and that came back positive for hep C antibodies.
Oh, my goodness. And how did you feel when the doctor said that you're thinking you may have arthritis, and then the doctor comes back and says you have hepatitis C? How did you feel about that?
Well, actually, it wasn't the doctor that called me and told me. It was just the doctor's office, the nurse.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Marissa, all your tests came back great except for this one, and it came back positive. Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of floored me, because what do you do with that, you know?
Right.
I basically, you know, from my understanding of that condition was it's one that people die of. That's all I really knew about it. I really didn't have any kind of clue as to the condition and what you could do about it. So, of course, I called all my family at first and talked to them about it, and then I'm really a person of research, and Mm-hmm. So, of course, this doctor wanted to pass me to another doctor, an infectious disease doctor, which I did go to an infectious disease doctor, but I wanted to know more about the condition myself. And mm-hmm. so when I went to this other doctor, of course, he wanted to put me immediately on the ribavirin, interferon, and Pegasus for a year. And he wanted me to commit to that. And, of course, that's injections and then the two pills a day. That was prior to them coming out with a new medication. Mm-hmm. And I had several visits with him, and then I didn't feel comfortable with that. So I said no to that.
Mm. Mm. So did you take any of the medication at all? Or did you just, said, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to look into this further?
Yes, I basically said no. I wanted to look into, I wanted to educate myself about the condition and what I could do about it, because, it was a newly diagnosed condition, and I had mm-hmm. no idea. So what I started doing is researching it extremely thoroughly, what you could do diet-wise, what you could do vitamin-wise, mm-hmm. what you could do mineral-wise, whatever, anything I could get my hands on. I was hungry for it. And, of course, that's when I came across Dr. Thomas Levy's book, which was Curing the Incurable, Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases, mm-hmm. and Toxins. And mm-hmm. I got to reading that book, and that made me really curious about the vitamin C, because what it appeared was that this was all research that was done, 40s, 50s, and obviously no mm-hmm. one was paying attention to it.
That's a long time ago.
Well, yes, absolutely. And what he's basically done in that book is take, a lot of different doctors' research. There's a lot of references, many, many references. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I can't speak about his book other than what it did for me. And so what I did, I also talked with another doctor who was doing research study on the mass doses of the vitamin C, but they ended up pulling her funding because she couldn't get the people to come in three times a week for the IV. So basically what I came to the conclusion of through all of this research was that I needed the mass doses of vitamin C, mm-hmm. which basically the way that you get those is IV. When Dr. Levy talks in his book about, some of the research that was done, one of the doctors in there liked to get his patients to 30, 40, 50,000 milligrams, a day, which,
wow.
It is a lot.
That's a lot. A fight
and
see.
Right, it is. And so what I did is I thought, well, really what I need is the IV vitamin C, and so I started checking into that. Well, basically what it was boiling down to is $15,000 or $20,000 a year would be basically what I would be out of pocket for that, because, of course, most insurance companies don't pay that. And so what I really did, and, I just pieced and parted things together. That was probably the most difficult thing about my recovery, was piecing and parting a regimen together that worked without necessarily mm-hmm. being under the care of a doctor. I still am under the care, but my doctors are very minimal at this time. Mm-hmm. Because what's happened in the process is, what I started doing is pumping all of this vitamin C in, and I would add things to it. Mm-hmm. I started off with different things, but then when I added the vitamin C, it made such a significant difference. And I'm just talking, I started with the lipospheric vitamin C, which I absolutely love. I do that every day, every morning, whenever. What I tried to do is do 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams an hour, and that's very, very difficult. It's very mm-hmm. difficult to get up to the mass doses. And I mm-hmm. did do a couple of the IV vitamin C treatments. But basically, I stuck with the different forms, the lipospheric mm-hmm. especially, That's one form I'll never give up. The tablets, and then, of course, as well, the pure ascorbic acid, which is not very good.
Okay.
Tastes like sucking on a lemon. So, you know,
that's... Yuck.
Well, certain forms of vitamin C are very hard on your stomach. And basically, you know, the best thing to do is really to know your own body. And, you know, it's like I said, had I not went through the traumatic accident that I went through, I probably wouldn't know my body the way that I do now. But you know when something's working for you and when it isn't. You know, you're talking about a person, which was me, you know, I was experiencing swelling in the feet to the point where I could barely walk. I was waking up in excruciating pain. I mean, you know, screaming when I woke up from pain, joint pain. I had high blood pressure. You know, there was, it was just multiple symptoms. And
now, did you have any idea, going through all those symptoms, did you have any idea whatsoever that you might have had hepatitis C when you're going through all these symptoms?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely none.
Okay.
I just thought it was, you know, joint and bone problems. I just thought it was arthritis. No, I had no idea. It's like I said, the only way that I found out was because I was screened for that prior to being put on steroidal anti-inflammatories, because that will, if you are hepatitis C positive, that will aggravate that and make it worse, that condition. So they have, they're really, an arthritis doctor really needs to screen you for those prior to putting you on that kind of medication.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. So.
Now, do you, going back a step, do you know how you contracted the hepatitis C?
I have no idea. And
no,
you know,
idea.
To be honest with you, no, not at all. And, you know, most people don't. I am a recovering alcoholic and have been for many, many years. So, you know, you can contract it through lots of different means. There's tattoos, there's piercings. Drug use, there's, you know, there's many ways, contaminated medical equipment, there's lots of ways, sex.
Wow.
You know, there's lots of different ways you can contract it. And so, you know, most of the people, in fact, there's probably a lot of people that don't even know that they have it, because a lot of people are symptom free.
I'm sure.
I just happened to have a lot of symptoms, you know, and ended up being screened for it. So, you know, personally, and, you know, some people say that, you know, they don't have any symptoms from it, but, you know, I would almost have to say that most of the symptoms that I was suffering from were caused by that virus. And, you know, the reason I say that is because after I did piece and part this regimen together, now this is not... You know, the vitamin C protocol and the alpha lipoic protocol, any natural protocol, is not one to be taken lightly. You know, a lot of people will say, well, that's the easier way. It's not the easier way. Because if I would take medication, I could commit myself to that for 8 weeks, or I could commit myself to that for 12 weeks. If you go on a natural regimen, you have to commit yourself to that basically for good. You know, you're talking
for life.
Exercise,
for life.
Exercise, diet change. You know, you're talking supplements every day. You know, that's not something you can just give up.
So basically, you're changing your life. You're changing your entire life.
Absolutely.
And you better be prepared for that. So if somebody is having some of these symptoms that you're describing that you had, what would you recommend that they do? Should they go get screened for Hep C immediately, or what do you suggest they do?
Well, I'm not a health professional, so I really can't. You know, I have been through enough myself with doctors, and I've watched the research that I chose myself to make a research project of myself.
Okay.
The side effects of the medication are, you know, they say today that the medication side effects are very minimal. However, mm-hmm. what you're seeing now, and even with this new medication, the Harvoni, what you're seeing now is people that are taking the medication saying that there's no side effects while they're on it, but then later mm-hmm. saying, well, now I have chest problems, now I'm having heart problems, now I'm having joint aches and pains. But guess what? Marissa isn't experiencing any of that. But you have to understand
that's wonderful.
That from the time of my diagnosis to the time that I was healed of this, not only did I ask for God to heal me, mm-hmm. but I as well have stayed on this consistently for at least 3 years. So, you know, but in the meantime, it's done many things more than just cure me of the hepatitis C. I have perfect mm-hmm. blood pressure, 110 over 65.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. you know, it makes me wonder, you know, is your body really, you know, how do I want to put this? When you see the effects, when you put this vitamin C into your body, I was pumping in probably 20 to 30,000 milligrams a day.
Mm.
And the optidose of vitamin C is bowel tolerance. I never reached that. Even at 20 or 30.
What do you mean? Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you mean by bowel tolerance?
Preach bowel tolerance. It means it'll send you to the restroom really quickly.
Oh, you're running to the
bathroom. If you have too much. If you take in too much, be close to the bathroom.
So people know what to expect. You know, they're running to the bathroom. They've hit bowel tolerance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
But even, with the conditions I had, no matter how much I put in my body, I never got to that point. Even if I was putting in 20,000 milligrams, 30,000 milligrams, I was never reaching that point with my condition. But what it was doing was, you know, it was allowing me to walk. It was taking mm-hmm. away the inflammation in my ankles, in my feet, mm-hmm. the swelling. It took that away. And I will really have to say, you know, I don't wake up in pain today screaming. I don't have the joint mm-hmm. pain that I had. You know, there's all kinds of conditions that obviously it's treated in the meantime of me using it to treat this hepatitis C.
It sounds like you're a walking miracle.
Absolutely.
By the grace of God and by God leading you to vitamin C.
Yes.
Dr. Levy and vitamin C.
God promises us that if we have faith and we ask for a healing, and we have faith and we believe that he will fulfill his promise to us and heal us, it will manifest in our bodies.
Mm,
in other words,
beautiful.
That's what I did.
That's
I asked
beautiful.
God. I had faith that he would heal me, as he promises he will through his son Jesus. And, you know, I had faith that he would keep his promise to me, and I believed that that would happen,
And it played out, and that's I'm so happy to hear that for you. And we have a caller that has a question for you, Marissa.
Outstanding.
Hello, this is Laura in Florida, and I wanted to ask Marissa. Hello.
Laura.
I wanted to ask Marissa if she felt that this would be the right treatment option for everyone.
Okay.
Well that's a good question, Laura. You know, absolutely. Like I said, I'm not a health professional by any means of any kind. I'm just a patient. And personally for me, I was led to not take the medication, to not take a standard treatment. I personally wouldn't suggest one way or the other to anyone. You know, each person is different. each person responds differently. There are people that have waited years and years and years and stood in line for medication to, you know, cure them from this disease. And so, you know, there are people that are dying from liver disease. Personally, I didn't have any of that, you know.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, the fibrosis score on me was F0. And I absolutely refused to get a liver biopsy done because, to me, that's an invasive test. You know, they stick a needle in, they take a piece of your liver, they tell you if there's any damage. To me, that's a very evasive test. And so I always declined that as well. But in answer to your question, Laura, I would say that, you know, I think everyone needs the advice of a doctor. There's no doubt about that. But as far as the final decision, you know, a person needs to educate themselves. They need to educate themselves about the decision and know where they're at as far as damage to their body. In my case, you know, I didn't have anything to lose. You know, I wasn't, my liver was not damaged. I believe I was caught at the onset, early onset of the disease because of my viral load being extremely low. So, you know, that's an individual thing, definitely.
Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, now you said that you were not sure how long you've been infected. Did your doctor have any idea how long you might have been infected with hepatitis C?
No, they have no idea. They can't really tell. The only reason that I say I believe it was early onset is because I had had, like I said, because of the traumatic accident, I'd had multiple surgeries. At the end of the last surgery, there was a time where I knew my blood didn't feel right. There was just, you know, it was like my knuckles would swell, just like busted blood vessels. Or it was just like I knew my body so well, my blood didn't feel right in my body. It just didn't feel right. And when they did send me for more testing, the viral load that I got back was in the 100,000s, which is relatively low compared to what it did get to at one point. So that's why I basically say it was caught early on. And
That's good.
You can carry it. You know, you can carry it for many years. So, you know, as far as the doctor pinpointing exactly when or where you got it, it's very difficult to do. Very difficult.
Okay. So how long after you were diagnosed with the Hep C did you decide you wanted to try that natural therapy? Was that like immediately, or how long after you did your research did you realize that you wanted to go ahead and just stay with the natural method of megadoses of vitamin C?
Well, I basically, as soon as I started finding things out, I just started incorporating them into, you know, my daily living.
Little by little,
because basically what I was finding on a lot of my research was they were talking about these free radicals that are floating around in your body, which are basically toxins. So you definitely want to put things in your body that are going to take control of these free radicals and get rid of these toxins from your body. One of the good things that I found, you know, which is very simple to incorporate, is V8. I used a lot of V8. It's got beet juice in it.
Oh, that's good.
Beet juice, carrot juice, tomato juice, all which are very, you know, good for you and are antioxidants. I used green tea caplets. I used licorice root, which is a viral fighter. You know, it was a hit and miss for me. Because I knew what I really needed was the IV vitamin C, but I couldn't afford that. You know, I couldn't afford to put $15,000 or $20,000 out of my pocket to just go straight from beginning to end with the IV vitamin C. Otherwise, I would have done that.
Okay, now is this medication? The medication that people are clamoring for right now, that Harvoni, how much is that?
Well, that's $32,000 a bottle. I mean, if someone's insurance covers it, then that's no big deal for them.
Yes.
But, you know, there are people that are taking home mortgages and cashing in their retirement to get that medication. And, personally for me, I'm glad I didn't, that I didn't put that in my body. But, I did have to say, I basically had to say that I would take it in order for them, because they told me prior to any medication that the doctors told me they had never seen anyone's test do what mine did in 20 years.
Okay.
But they wouldn't tell me that the virus was not detected. So what I had to do is act like I would take that medication in order for them to tell me that the virus was not detected.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's like I said, this was after I treated myself for 2 to 3 years consistently. And Penelope, when I started all of this, I was lucky to be able to walk around the block.
Yes.
I could probably get out and walk miles now I get out every day.
That's amazing. And you owe it all to prayer and vitamin C.
Yes.
That's now just a question that I thought of was how about the doctor? What was your doctor's opinion of any type of natural therapy for Hep C?
They don't want to hear it. They don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, every doctor I had, I told what I was doing, and none of them really wanted to hear it. And even basically my private doctor, I wanted him to write the book. And he's watched me. He's watched me through this whole thing because he knew how sick I was. He knew how sick I was and how adamant I was about doing the natural therapy. But as a medical doctor, they can't really tell you, yes, the vitamin C is working, so stay on that. But I will say this, that at my last visit, when my blood pressure is 110 over 65, he did look at me as I left the room and said, I would not suggest that you quit taking that vitamin C.
I think I would take my doctor's advice then.
Absolutely. But, he's watched me go from...
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible that it takes all of that.
It's
terrible that a person has to be put through that, because for me, it was more stressful just trying to get someone to tell me, yes, this is working. Hoops that you have to jump through for someone to say, yes, what you're doing is working. Mm-hmm. We've never seen this before. This is amazing. So...
It is amazing. You're a walking miracle, and I'm just so excited to hear your story. And we're getting short on time here, but before we sign off for today, we do have a second session tomorrow, so that we can continue on talking. But before we end the show today, I want to, if you could maybe give a couple websites that you went to start your research, or a couple books that people could start looking into for their own treatment, personal healing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it just makes such a difference in your life and the quality of life that you're living. It just makes such a difference. Dr. Thomas Levy, he's got a website himself, and that's peakenergy.com, with all of his material on the toxins. The book that I was referring to is Curing the Incurable with Vitamin C, and that's on his website as well. Another website I would definitely recommend watching is Dr. Berkson. He's got his own website, which is drberkson.com. That's, I believe, his practice. I don't personally know him. But there is a YouTube video out where he was at the NIH conference, the National Institute of Health conference, and they gave him 2 hours. And this was in 2011, I think. A complete talk, question and answer on YouTube. And his is a wonderful, he uses alpha-lipoic acid, which I as well use that today. But
okay,
that's
we have
a
about
wonderful,
five
wonderful.
Seconds. Okay, we have about 5 seconds, so we'll talk with you tomorrow, Marissa.
Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Great talk. Okay, good night, everybody.